Today on the Interlaken Collection, it's music for the birds. We'll hear music about mythical birds, little birds, thieving birds, singing birds, and more. That's coming your way on this episode of the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. La Gazza Ladra, or The Thieving Magpie, is an opera by Gioachino Rossini. The servant Ninetta is blamed for the theft of a silver fork and is sentenced to death for the crime. She's innocent, though, because it was actually a magpie that stole the silver. As Ninetta is being escorted to the scaffold for her execution, the magpie steals a silver coin and leads Ninetta's friends to the location of the stolen silver fork, and they save her life. Here's Joe Matti conducting the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra in the overture to La Gazza Ladra by Gioachino Rossini, a performance from March of 1963. Thank you. The overture to the opera La Gazza Ladra, or The Thieving Magpie, by Gioachino Rossini. A performance by the Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra in March of 1963, with Joe Maddy conducting. I'm Amanda Sewell, and this is the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Learn more about this and all our programs at interlochencollection.org. Today on the program, it's music for the birds, literally. Eric Whitaker's choral piece, Little Birds, uses several techniques to create the sounds of various birds. There are vocalized bird calls and whistles, and then, at the end, each choir member uses a piece of paper to imitate the sounds of birds taking flight out of a tree. Let's listen to the Interlochen Arts Academy Choir perform Little Birds by Eric Whitaker. John Bregel conducted this performance in September of 2014 in Corson Auditorium. Little Birds by Eric Whitaker. The Interlochen Arts Academy Choir performing under the direction of John Bregel in September of 2014. This is the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts, and today we're listening to music inspired by birds. In the 19-teens, Ralf Vaughan Williams composed a piece based on George Meredith's poem, The Lark Ascending. Here's part of the poem. He rises and begins to round. He drops the silver chain of sound of many links without a break, in chirrup, whistle, slur, and shake. For singing till his heaven fills, 'tis love of earth that he instills, and ever winging up and up, our valley is his golden cup, and he the wine which overflows to lift us with him as he goes, till lost on his aerial rings in light, and then the fancy sings. In the piece, the solo violin sings the role of the lark. In the piece, the solo violin sings the role of the lark. The Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra performed The Lark Ascending by Ralph Vaughan Williams in November of 1972. Thor Johnson conducted this performance, and instructor of violin Brian Hanley was the soloist. The Lark Ascending by Ray Fun Williams. Thor Johnson conducting the Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra in November of 1972, and featuring instructor of violin Brian Hanley. I'm Amanda Sewell, and this is the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Today's episode is for the birds, literally. Henderson and Dixon's popular standard Bye Bye Blackbird is an uplifting tune about chasing away the sad times. Written in 1926, the song was popular throughout the Great Depression, and it's been recorded by everyone from Dean Martin to Miles Davis to Rosemary Clooney to Ringo Starr. In April of 1995, the Interlochen Arts Academy Jazz Ensemble performed Bye Bye Blackbird under the direction of Bill Sears.
Thank you.
The Henderson and Dixon Standard Bye Bye Blackbird, performed by the Interlochen Arts Academy Jazz Ensemble under the direction of Bill Sears. That was a performance from April of 1995. You're listening to the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Find more information about all our episodes at interlochencollection.org. Today on the program, it's music for the birds. The German composer Hermann L. Blankenberg may be the most prolific march composer in history. He composed at least one march per week for over 20 years, yielding a lifetime total of over 1,000 marches. In July of 1960, Interlochen's high school symphonic band performed one of those 1,000 marches, this one titled The Flying Eagle. Weston Noble conducted the ensemble in Kresge. We'll be right back. Herman L. Blankenberg's Flying Eagle March, performed in July of 1960 by the High School Symphonic Band under the direction of Weston Noble. I'm Amanda Sewell, and this is the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Now, on to music about a mythical bird. Stravinsky's complete Firebird Ballet was first performed in 1910 by the Ballet Russe Company in Paris. The ballet told the tale of a prince who captured a mythical firebird. In exchange for her release, the bird gave the prince a feather that would summon her later in case of an emergency. The prince then meets 13 princesses who are under the spell of the evil Kashai, and he falls in love with one of them. The firebird helps the prince free all of the princesses. Here's a suite from the Firebird. Guest conductor Joanne Folletta led the World Youth Symphony Orchestra in July of 2012. The Firebird Suite by Igor Stravinsky. The World Youth Symphony Orchestra performed in Kresge under the direction of Joanne Folletta in July of 2012. Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Learn more about this episode at interlakencollection.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks to generous support from our listeners, the Association for Recorded Sound Collections, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and producer, with production assistance from Monica Yost. This is Interlaken Public Radio.